Father, we thank you that you are present here with us today, for you said in your word that you would never leave nor forsake us. Therefore, we are confident that you are here with us. You also said in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of them. Therefore, we are delighted that we have a double dipping of your presence, which gives us the confidence to behave as if we are what you say that we are, more than conquerors. For Lord, you showed us what it is like to be more than a conqueror. You did not just conquer death on the cross. You were more than a conqueror. You did not just defeat death. You put death to shame. People actually got up out of the grave and walked the earth, and were seen by many. Farther, you said that I tell you these things that you might know. In general, that we might know whatever your word says is true. Specifically, that we might know that we have eternal life. Not just eternal life being life that continues forever. For all men live forever, both righteous and unrighteous. Not just eternal life being life in heaven, in contrast to life on earth, though that is true, but eternal life being just what you said it was. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, that we might have a personal relationship with you, Father, and you, Jesus Christ. Eternal life being that Zoe life, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That Zoe life which speaks to the quantity and the quality of life. That Zoe life, whose quality is capable resurrecting people from the dead. That same Zoe life that you used to raise yourself from the dead. So it is a small thing for us to use Zoe life to heal ourselves as well as others. For your word says that not only do we have faith in Jesus Christ, but we have the faith of Jesus Christ. Not our faith, but your faith. That faith which you gave every man the measure of. That faith which you said, that the promise, by faith of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that believe, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray these and all things. Amen.